Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Carol Love Forbes is the author of the delightful children's book, Saving Alicia's Baby. After many years of acting, Carol finally listened to others and decided to start writing. At age 79, she began by writing a four-book novel about women in early American history. Her next book, It's Allie's Turn, came as a surprise to her. It was a book for children. And now at 90, Carol has finished Saving Alicia's Baby and completed several other science fiction books she had in mind, a startling adult adventure named A Bartender's Holiday. She's looking at a space odyssey named The New Planet and currently working on her story, Tale of a Cockeyed Optimist. Her brother, Gary Love, is a retired scientist with many technical publications. At 79, this is his first children's book collaborating with Carol. He revised and simplified her story, prepared drafts of the illustrations for completion by a professional artist. And with us on This Week in America, Carol Love Forbes, author of Saving Alicia's Baby, and her brother, Gary Love. Welcome, everybody, to the program. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
I love, great, Carol, what you've done with this and with Gary's assistance. It's such a remarkable story and a delightful children's book that's receiving so many rave reviews. Carol, I'll start with you. When, how were you inspired to write this story?
Well, I had to be going over some of the other things we wrote about, just one animal just stood out for me. So I just said, I better do something about this particular little animal.
Well, I love that. A little animal happens to be a giraffe, right? So this is an interesting choice. Why a giraffe? What was fascinating about a giraffe?
The idea that he can work with the four legs so far from his head. He's got that long neck and he gets along real well.
Interesting. And kids always love a giraffe. They're watching a TV show with a giraffe. It has their attention. If you go to a zoo or somewhere where they're showing animals, you gravitate right to that. I mentioned you did acting and then you decided to get involved in writing. Friends were asking you to write and you started doing that. What did you do before you were publishing? What was life like for you before you started writing?
Oh, I think I did a lot of reading and I did a lot of going around and seeing animals and meeting people.
Well, it's so interesting. You make the animals come to life, and you do a remarkable job with that. Gary, what was your role in this in the early days? I mentioned all of Carol's friends were saying, you're really good at this. You need to start writing. How encouraging were you to Carol getting involved in this?
Well, it's remarkable what she has done. So I have sort of come to her assistance because of what she was doing. With this particular book, she had a draft outline, I would call it, like a storyboard, and there were 30 pages, and the story got pretty sophisticated in places. And I tried to streamline the story a little bit for her, and that was how I helped a lot. I can talk about details, but that's in general what I did. And then because of my graphics background in my career, I started just grabbing pictures on the internet and grabbing snapshots of animals, and I would cut and paste them into the picture to give the general composition of what I wanted for that scene.
That's remarkable how this all came about. Carol, we all need a Gary in our lives, don't we? A retired scientist that can come in and bring that analytical mind to it and help. That he had to be a major help for you as you were putting all of this together and getting it ready to be published.
Absolutely. He was just fantastic because I had no idea how to write it, professionally. And he came right along and just everything just started working.
Well, it's amazing. And when you started, you haven't stopped. You're still writing. Talk about maybe some of the other books that you've written leading up to this book, Saving Alesia's Baby, and getting started in the writing process and published. What were some of the titles, and what has this been like for you? All of a sudden, you're now a successful published author.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. When you get on the... somebody asks you a question like that, and everything goes right out of your mind, right out of your mind. But I just had some ideas that I thought were fun, and then when Gary came along, they became different books. So well, it was a wonderful partnership.
Well, it's interesting, Rick, that some of her earliest books, one that she just completed was A Bartender's Holiday. And the original typed copy was dated 1987. So some of these books have just been on the shelf for a long time. And she has been writing for a time, but she's really gotten prolific recently.
Yeah, that's amazing. All of the books that you've written, and you will find them. If you Google the book, the name of the book is Saving Alesia's Baby by Carol Love Forbes with Gary Love. The book you'll find at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And once you go there, just click on Carol's name, and that will take you some of the other books that Carol has written. You'll have access to those there as well. And if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, click the link on there. You'll go to Carol's Amazon page, and you can see all of the books there, a wide variety of books, from children's books to adult books there as well. Carol, what has this been like for you in writing, especially some of these books were done a long time ago and maybe you never thought that was going to happen? How rewarding is it now to get feedback? You go to Amazon, you read these positive reviews for your book, Saving Alesia's Baby. How rewarding is that for you?
It is so exciting because it's something I didn't really expect. And I did all of it because I just loved it doing it. And I was interested in the characters and every one of the books, and they become friends of mine. So it's been exciting to find that my friends and I are having a little bit of a fun time.
Well, Gary, what's this like for you? Carol now having the success as an author, and you're right there with her offering assistance, a great opportunity to work with your sister on this project. How much fun is this for you and the two of you working together?
It has been fantastic, Rick. I came in with the 4-book series. The first book had been completed by someone on the old CreateSpace by Amazon.
Oh, yes.
And it just the prices just became prohibitive. I was very had done technical publishing, and I knew how to work with the editors, so I offered my time, and I put the last 3 books, completed them so that they could be published. And I just saw an opportunity to help my sister really achieve some recognition for the wonderful writings that she has done. And that's what I've been trying to contribute to this whole process. And it's been fun working together, believe me.
I mentioned the diversity of Carol's writing. It's not just children's book like this book we're talking about, Saving Alesia's Baby. Gary, talk about that. She writes in a number of genres, doesn't she? And does very well in all of those. She can tell an adult story, a science fiction story, and a children's story.
Absolutely. And it sort of surprises people when I talk to them, people in the industry, because I think some people tend to write just one genre.
Yes.
And she has such a wide scope of books, as you say, that makes her, I think, relatively unique in the industry. Just with the 10 books that she has, she covers a lot of bases. And they're a fun read. My favorite is Bartender's Holiday, just because it just really surprises and unsettles me a little bit.
Well, the nice thing is you can order several books from Carol. You can order a book for yourself as an adult and get lost in some of the great storytelling that Carol does. And you can buy a book or two for the children. So here's something for everybody. A couple of new books for the family library. Our guest on the program is Carol Love Forbes. If you're Googling, Carol is C-A-R-O-L-E, Love Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S. Her brother Gary Love is with us on the program today. Books available at Amazon, UR Link Publishing, all of the usual places. Carol, you do a wonderful job in all of the different genres, but let's talk specifically about children. What is it about children's books that you like, that you enjoy telling stories?
Well, and one thing is a funny thing, that I didn't have any children of my own. And I just wanted them so badly, so I just took on other people's babies and did stories about them. It was a lot of fun for me.
Well, and you're touching so many young people's lives with these stories, and they're very they're delightful stories. I've used that word several times, and they're very meaningful, and it develops this love for animals that children have. Describe a little bit of the story of saving Alesia's baby.
Well, I think the one better there for it would be Gary, because he's very good about doing that type of thing.
I can describe the streamlined one. It starts out with the mother having a young baby, and she has him standing relatively quickly. And the first thing she does is she names him, and he likes the name. In one of Carol's early versions, they discussed the name, and she wanted to name him Previn. And then he said, "Oh, Mom, that's a weak name." Well, my daughters, when they read that, "Dad, how can you say that?" So that's why I streamlined the story, so that children can really, really grasp what's there, and there's no controversy or questioning. Another thing is, so then she shows him the savannah, because they live in it and they're going to have adventures there. But to be careful, there are large animals and some dangerous, but we have a lot of friends, and that's really significant. So she shows him the lioness and to be careful about her. And Tarzan wants to know, what their position is, and is she strong and big? Well, it's not in the book exactly, but she responds, "Well, the giraffes are wide and I am tall." So they're big, but in different ways. And I think that was a nice way of describing it to him. And then the fun part is he wanders off when she's visiting friends, and he falls in one of those mud holes that are all over Africa, and he can't get out, and the lioness is bearing down on him. And I love when I put in that the elephant comes charging across, and you better run to the lioness. And then when he succeeds pulling him out, everybody's cheers, and he trumpets his success. And I felt that he should be personalized. In Ali's turn, the hero, Prospero, he was personalized. He had a name. So I gave the elephant a name called Brutimus. It sounds sort of, like a Roman.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, Brutimus, and he's a brute, but... I coined that name, and I haven't seen it anywhere, but I'm very fond of it.
We're talking about the book Saving Alesia's Baby by Carol Love Forbes. Assistance from Gary Love, her brother, who both are with us on the program. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And there's a number of topics that you touch in there as well. I'll ask both of you, you can answer. You've got trust in other themes as well. You're entertaining. The pictures are really complimentary to the story, but there's some good messages there in the book, isn't there?
That's true. Carol didn't pick up on that, but I think what's important about a children's book is that it have a significant message.
Yes.
And with Allie's turn, it's to trust in herself. And in this book, it's to not be afraid of strangers, big strangers in this case, because they could very well be your friend.
Very good.
Yeah, that sums it up well. And Carol, he did an excellent job with that. Let's talk about what you're writing next. We mentioned the books that are out there. We've got a few minutes left here. What are you working on now? Carol, what are you working on? And what are you asking Gary to give you a little hand through the process here?
Really what we're working on is the autobiography. We've submitted the draft and waiting for the galleys to come back. And another big area where I'm really behind is putting together our webpage. And her webpage is going to be unique. It will have a landing page for ordering the books. But I expand on her full career, and it's going to be a tribute to her whole career if anybody wants to go past, you know, purchasing the book.
That will be an interesting story. And Carol, what's that like for you? What was it like for you writing the story, your memoir, your autobiography? What was that like going back and reliving your life and sharing it with others?
Well, it was very interesting because a lot of the things that I found there, I had forgotten about, and I realized that they were very important parts in my life, and they had helped me in many ways. So it was good to go back and remember those things, and it's helped me an awful lot.
Rick, I have to say, Carol did something remarkable. I've done a lot of things in my life. None of it is documented. Carol had a scrapbook of all of her activities and things that she did as a dancer and a singer on the stage and the plays, the production work that she did. She did costuming, and she had these scrapbooks. It's all documented. I mean, it was just beautiful what I could put together for her.
I am anxious to see that and find out more about Carol Love Forbes and all of the show business background, the media background that she had before, now focusing on telling stories, not just children's stories, but adult stories and her story as well. That will be interesting, a real legacy to pass along to young people in the family and just young people starting off in a career, and in this case, in show business and following your dream and reinventing yourself. What's that like, too, for you? And I said, you know, like the 80s, 90s, deciding that you're going to be a published author and a successful one at that. Your career keeps reevaluating, reimaging itself, doesn't it?
I guess so, because it just happened and I didn't really work. I didn't think about, oh, I'm going to do it. It's going to work on it and everything. It's just all of a sudden was there.
Just a natural artist. She, before she did the books and when she was off, not doing stage work anymore, she became an artist, you know, oils and pastels. And she has quite a collection of artwork that she's done, too.
Well, that's so fascinating. And I just love the way the two of you work together. Gary, has this kept you and Carol young, you know, having these things to do every day, all of the arts that you're involved in, all of the creative activities that you're involved in, rather than just sitting and, you know, watching television and doing something passive, you're really reinventing yourselves.
That's true, but, you know, there's a lot of TV time.
You can't avoid that, totally.
But I'm now tempted to learn how to do art, you know, pastels and things. So to learn from her skills, which are immense, And so I'm going to, we're going to stay young. And that's, you know, she's in her 90s and she's going strong. And that's all I can say. We just hope that we can work together, continuing here in the future.
Well, you're both examples to all of us and what lies ahead and how we can reinvent ourselves and really enjoy all of our lives. And you mentioned the website. Do you have a name for that now, or can we follow that as we go? I know it's not up now, but I don't know if you've got a name for the website.
It's not up now, and I would probably misquote it, but I think it may be. Oh, by the way, we did secure our own publishing company, and some of the books have our logo. So I think it's carollovepublishing.com.
Okay, well, you can check on that and see. You can go and you know, Amazon, URL Link Publishing, those places, get information on the books and click on their book. And if you just Google Carol Love Forbes, all this information will come out, or Gary Love as well. Time has gone by so quickly. It has been so much fun having both of you on the program. Carol, Gary, thank you so much. Hopefully we can do this again. Loved having you on the program, getting all the background on all of the books you've written, including the newest, Saving Alesia's Baby, which is now available. Carol, Gary, thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
And my first reviewer was my 8-year-old granddaughter. She reviewed Alesia's Baby. She's a well-read little girl. And she said, let's see, I forget the quote. Super great and very interesting.
Very good. Well, that sounds like a 5-star review to me. So that is good. That's the it's the way to start off with a 5-star review, an excellent review like that. And the book, Saving Alesia's Baby, you'll find wherever books are sold. And again, the author, Carol Love Forbes, our guest of the program, along with her brother, Gary Love, and all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's the program you're listening to. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.